And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden wrapped up a four-hour visit to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Though the president visited a local migrant center, this was the closest he was to a location where about 400 migrants have been taking refuge on the sidewalks outside a church in El Paso, Texas. This is Jeremy Mejia, a migrant from Venezuela.
I have two children. I want to provide a better quality of life for them. I don't want them to go through what I went through. Here we've been robbed and mistreated. There are no human rights for us here.
Biden's visit to the U.S.-Mexico border comes on the heels of his administration's announcement of a new process for legal entry for migrants from Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela, and Haiti. Aline Barrows, VOA News, Washington.
Kyiv is denying any casualties from a massive Russian rocket strike on buildings in eastern Ukraine temporarily housing Ukrainian forces, with Russia's defense ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov saying there are over 700 Ukrainian servicemen in dorm number 28 and over 600 servicemen in dorm number 47. More than 600 Ukrainian servicemen have been killed in massive rocket attacks on these locations of temporary deployment of the Ukrainian force units. It said the strike on Kramatorsk was revenge for Ukraine's deadly attack earlier this year on Russian barracks in part of the Donetsk region controlled by Moscow's forces. At least 40 people were killed, dozens injured in a bus crash in central Senegal, the country's president said on Sunday. President Macky Sall tweeted that the collision happened at about 3:30 in the morning. This is VOA News. Authorities have reestablished control of Brazil's government buildings in the capital several hours after supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro, who refused to accept his electoral defeat, stormed Congress, the Supreme Court, and presidential palace. The action was a week after the inauguration of his leftist rival, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The demonstrators bypassed security barricades, climbed on rooftops, broke windows, and invaded the buildings that were believed to be largely vacant on Sunday. Newly elected House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is about to face his next big test with a divided House of Representatives. That's passing a rules package to govern the chamber. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The rules package, generally a routine task at the Capitol, could bring the next showdown for Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who needed an epic 15 ballots and hours of negotiating concessions to get enough support to become Speaker. There could also be trouble brewing on raising the debt ceiling and funding federal programs. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan on Fox News Sunday.
We got a $32 trillion debt. Everything has to be on the table.
But Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries on NBC's Meet the Press says he's concerned the cuts promised to conservatives will go too far.
Undermine the health, the safety, and the well-being of the American people. It may undermine national security.
He says they'll work with the GOP to find common ground where they can. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The first orbital satellite to set off for space from Western Europe will be launched from Cornwall in southwest England Monday, VOA's Diane Roberts.
Virgin Orbit CEO Dan Hart told a news conference Sunday they plan to use a modified Boeing 747 with a rocket attached under its wing for the first time outside the company's base in the United States, adding,
the space industry is worth around about £16.5 billion annually to the UK economy and employs 47,000 people, and that's growing. And we are absolutely fantastic at designing satellites and building satellites. You know, I always use the heuristic that we build more satellites here in the UK than anywhere outside of the US.
Virgin Orbit is part owned by billionaire Richard Branson, who founded the Virgin Atlantic Airline. Once the plane is at around 35,000 feet, the rocket will be released over the Atlantic, taking small satellites from seven customers into orbit in what is known as a horizontal launch. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The public can now visit the tomb of Pope Benedict XVI in Grottos under St. Peter's Basilica. He was buried on January 5th, immediately following a funeral in St. Peter's Square. Benedict's tomb lies in the grottos under the basilica's main floor. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.